And we are here speaking of the arts with Robert Knott.
Hey, welcome. Good morning.
How you doing?
Do you have a kitty of the week? Do I do the purring routine?
Do I have a kitty of the week? I don't even know. Let me check. But why don't you tell us what you've got?
What's that?
What do you got?
I got everything. What do you want? You want movies? You want groovies? You want rooty-toot-toovies? You got the Mad Woman of Chaillot. You got Radium Girls. You got Mariella in the Desert. A lot of interesting ladies.
So Mariella in the Desert is a play at Teatro Paraguas that is in its last weekend this weekend. It's Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 2 o'clock, and it's about Mexican painters. It's kind of like a little bit of Frida Kahlo, Diego Rivera style kind of stuff.
It's a really interesting theater piece. Theater Work did it several years ago, and
yeah.
Now I think it's Teatro Paraguas. I haven't seen this version, but Catherine Donovan's in it, along with Nicholas Ballas. And then The Mad Woman of Chaillot I saw last night at the Playhouse, and it's been getting raves. A lot of people really like it, and it's in its last weekend. If you want to go see it, I recommend it. It's at the Santa Fe Playhouse, Steve Vargas Street, 988-4262, with 7:30 p.m. nighttime shows and 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday. And then Joey Chavez, who's a really cool director and a good guy, is directing Radium Girls at the New Mexico School for the Deaf. That's D.W. Gregory's story. It's about people that work in a paint factory, and they discover that radium is being used in the paint, and it's slowly impacting them, and one of them takes the case to court. I think it's based on a historical story. Anyway, that is 7 p.m. at the School for the Arts, which is over on, the listing says it's at the James A. Little Theater, actually. New Mexico School for the Deaf, 1060 Cerrillos Road. Having said that, I don't know what the weather's going to be like tonight. What are you hearing?
You know, I love New Mexico because when there's more than 1 centimeter of snow, everything goes haywire.
It does, and yet we're from the Northeast where we drive around in this stuff. I don't even have a cover on my Jeep.
I know.
I carry an umbrella, which means I'm driving one-handed, so I guess I'm one of those dangerous drivers.
You nut. No, but I mean, seriously, even if you go to Colorado and you've got, you know, 8 inches, 12 inches of snow, they plow the roads and you go to school.
I know. I think I heard somebody say that school was delayed 2 hours today. I should know, but it's my day off. I work Sunday through Thursday, so I'm not, haven't yet paid attention to the newspaper, so forgive me.
So I've got one for you here. Nancy Hollander.
Wait, is this a cat of the week?
No.
Oh.
It's decidedly not the cat of the week. Nancy Hollander is an attorney who represents a Guantanamo prisoner who's from Mauritania named Mohamedou Ould Slahi. And he wrote a book when he still is in Guantanamo, but he was basically taken to Guantanamo even though he'd been cleared of having any involvement in terrorist plots or anything like that.
I know the story.
He was tortured. He then was, I don't know how this happened, but he was given paper and he wrote this book, which is over 300 pages long. This guy had been a student at the age of 18. He'd been given a scholarship to go study electrical engineering in Germany. And he did that, and he became an electrical engineer. And then he'd gone back to his country to work, and he had a good job and everything. And they kept picking him up and saying, oh, you didn't do anything, and so on. Anyway, he was put in Guantanamo. He wrote this book. He didn't even know English, but he learned English listening to the guards, and he knew German and French and Arabic and so on. And then his lawyers spent years and years and years trying to get this book out. And when it came out, it was very heavily redacted. And so I read this book last night, and it's full of black lines where they redact things that you can sort of figure out what they're saying. Some of them, there are pages and pages and pages that are redacted. So one of his attorneys is in Albuquerque. Her name is Nancy Hollander. I'm actually going to be interviewing her very soon. I'm not sure what day it's going to air, but we're trying to find a time to talk about this prisoner and this book. He was actually, he filed a writ of habeas corpus, and his case won, and he was slated to be released, and the Obama administration appealed his case, and stalled it indefinitely. And so now he's basically languishing in Guantanamo while his children grow up and his mother died. And I mean, it's a tragic, horrifying story. So Nancy Hollander and Teresa Duncan are going to be speaking on February 3rd at 7 o'clock. I guess that's Tuesday, at Albuquerque's Little Theater. And Nancy Hollander is a criminal defense and civil rights attorney, and it should be a great event. We don't usually talk that much about Albuquerque events, but this is, if you're in Albuquerque, definitely worth going to, and if you're in Santa Fe, worth driving down for.
And you hope to interview her, but you're not sure yet when?
I just don't know what day it's going to air. Probably not this coming week, but the week after. And by the way, Santa Fe Public Schools are on delay. Is that, I think that's what you said?
That's what I thought, 2 hours.
Yeah, okay.
So keep track of that. Keep your kids home safe. Be careful.
Be careful.
So the State of Wilderness in New Mexico is a discussion at Collected Works Bookstore on February 1st by Mark Allison, who is with the New Mexico Wilderness Alliance. It's at 11 a.m. I believe it's free. That's Sunday. Sometimes it's fun to do stuff on Sunday, particularly if it's going to warm up again after a couple days of snow. There's a swing dance Monday night at Oddfellows Hall on Cerritos Road. It's an all-ages informal swing dance, lesson from 7 to 8, dance from 8 to 10. You got to pay a slight fee to dance and a slight fee more to get the lesson in the dance. So Monday night swing dancing at Oddfellows Hall, that's something different to do on a Monday night. And what do you know about calligraphy?
It's a beautiful art form that I wouldn't be very good at.
How come?
I don't have that kind of artistic hand, but I really admire people who can do it. Mary Lou Cook was a great calligrapher.
Do you remember doing cursive writing at all?
Of course.
Do you still do it?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
How do you do it?
Well, what I do is I put a piece of paper on a table, and then I pick up a ballpoint pen. Usually the paper has lines on it.
Why would you use cursive writing except like me if you're signing bad checks?
I don't understand the question. If I write, I mean, I do more typing than writing, but if I write...
Do you handwrite a lot? That's how I should have asked you.
Well, let's see. My secret one-year diary with the little lock on it.
I tried to get into that once. With no success. Okay.
Why are you asking?
I don't know. I got delayed from talking about calligraphy to cursive writing. I was in one of the schools yesterday, one of the public schools, which is one of my favorite things to do as an education reporter. And they were having a discussion of, has cursive writing lost its importance, given that kids today are learning everything on keyboards? I was thinking about the days when you and I were in school, which of course was just 8 or 10 years ago, and how we used to do cursive writing. So I thought, gee, the only thing I use it for is to sign my name. And that's not worth much these days. But let's get back to calligraphy.
Well, I write thank you notes and Christmas cards and...
Yeah, those things.
You know.
But I print. But there is a calligraphy workshop.
Calligraphy is a beautiful thing. I got a very nice gift and card once from somebody who did calligraphy, and it was absolutely beautiful, and I kept that card forever.
Well, therefore, calligraphy, handwriting, and the gift of a Valentine is just the event for you, Mary Charlotte. It's Tuesday, February 3rd at the Lafarge Library over on Llano Street, 5:30 to 7:30, no charge, call to register, all supplies are provided. Sherry Bishop is doing this nice card-making workshop. So if you're bored Tuesday night, if you want to learn about calligraphy, 5:30 right after work, before dinner time, head over to Lafarge Library on Llano Street.
So we have a ticket giveaway, and it is for Sunday, February 8th at 3 o'clock in Pope Joy Hall. It's called The World of Downton Abbey. And as always, please don't get free tickets unless you definitely are planning on going, unless you can definitely go. Historian Jessica Fellows, author of the best-selling book, The World of Downton Abbey, and niece to the show's creator and writer, discuss the characters, sets, and plot lines of Downton Abbey.
Oh, what a lyrical voice you have.
She also explores the show's context, addressing the changing role of women, the rise of technology, and the crumbling class hierarchy in post-World War I Britain. This event is not to be missed by any devoted Downton Abbey fan. 4281382 if you want to.
You and I should do a British accent. Mine's just as formal as yours, Carl.
Yeah, but you got the cab driver,
and
I got
Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am. Let me see. What the heck was I talking about?
All right.
All right. Are we done?
I don't know. Are you done?
All right. And you still haven't found a kitty cat of the week.
I haven't found the kitty cat of the week. I'm going to look for the kitty cat of the week
while you
talk about other things.
Okay. It's Saturday. Maybe it's snowing and maybe it's not. There's a winter hike in Cerritos Hills State Park, about 16 miles south of Santa Fe. You can learn about the natural and cultural history of the area from 10 to noon. It's very inexpensive per vehicle. You got to meet at the main parking lot a half mile north of the village on New Mexico 59. I do not know whether, if it does snow, this is canceled or not. So as with everything else, the listings we're giving you are perhaps weather dependent, and you, if they're outdoors, it's up to you to figure out if they're happening or not. Now, what do you know about the Les Contes de Hoffmann?
The Tales of Hoffmann? It's a quite beautiful opera with, I mean, really beautiful music.
I didn't know they did an opera about Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah, different Hoffman.
Really? And, is it famous?
What?
Anyway, some guy's talking about the Countess
anyway,
of...
Anyway, they did it at the Santa Fe Opera a few years ago.
I know that. Tom Franks is talking about it at 9:30 a.m., Saturday morning at Collected Works before the 11 o'clock Lenzic high definition version of it is going to play on the screen, the Metropolitan Opera's version.
Excellent.
So, which are really cool. 11 o'clock and 6 p.m. are the screenings of the HD version at the Lenzic, but he's talking about it at 9:30 in the morning at Collected Works.
Okay, excellent. Now, here's what I'm going to do for Cat of the Week. Find your forever kitty friend from Felines and Friends, a local cat rescue and placement organization which gives a second chance to abandoned and neglected cats. There's all kinds of kitties that are available, and there's kittens, and there's older cats, and there's playful cats, and big cats, and little cats. If you want to adopt a kitty, you can call 505-316-2281. That's 505-306-CAT-1. Or email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com. You can also view any of the cats available for adoption at fandfnm.org.
You fascinate me.
Hmm?
You fascinate me.
Why is that?
Because you love dogs. You're always talking about dogs. Every time we get on the show and we do dogs versus cats, your philosophical differences are evident in your argumentative philosophy. But every time you come on here, you pitch kitty cats, which I love.
Well, Felines and Friends is a wonderful organization with a really good publicist. And
yes.
Every Thursday, almost every Thursday, she sends me a thing about one of the kitties that's up for adoption. And it's always very nicely written and very timely, and I read it. And ladies and gentlemen, if you would like something read, send an email to radiocafe@ksfr.org. Keep it simple, who, what, when, where, website, phone number. And send it one or two days before you want me to read it. So I read these things every Friday. If you send it 4 weeks in advance, the chances are minuscule that it will get read. But if you send it one or two days in advance, the chances are very high.
And you and I often chide people, including professional PR people, who sometimes still eliminate or forget to include the time, the date, or the date is different from the actual day of the week. And we find these things in press releases, and they're not just minor annoyances. They really slow us up in terms of imparting factual news about your event. So please double and triple check those press releases.
Yeah, this is a live show. We can't be, like, doing your research.
And we do sometimes. Sometimes you'll get something on the web, and I'll say in Pasatiempo it says something differently, and then somebody's wrong, but we both look wrong. So
okay.
Also, body of the email, if it's an email. Don't attach it.
Yeah, no attachments.
Do not come through.
Okay, here's an event. It's an art opening. Clay and Paper Revisited by Mary Gray McGee and Lois Stopher. That's on Sunday, the 1st of February at 3 o'clock at the Santa Fe Downtown Public Library. And it'll be up the entire month of February. So paper and clay and all kinds of geometrical shapes and good stuff. I love that the library has an art program. It's super cool.
Nice. There's a story in today's New Mexican, and there's also a story in today's Pasatiempo about the Meow Wolf, George Martin, teaming up for the new art space over in the old Silva Lanes where people used to go bowling.
Yeah.
And if you want to get an update on what's happening there, you can take a look at Michael Abedamarco's new column called State of the Arts in the Pasatiempo, page 30. He's writing specifically about that space, as well as a few others. And then Chris Quintana, I think, has a story in today's New Mexican as well about it. It's going to be an exciting space when it opens this summer, late this summer.
Yeah, very much so. I used to live behind the bowling alley.
What's that?
I used to live behind the bowling alley.
Behind Silver Lanes?
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was fantastic. I lived in the industrial area. I lived on an apartment that was kind of stuck on top of a do-it-yourself storage garage complex. And I had this great apartment, and it was super cheap. And all I had to do was water the trees and clean up the garbage in the industrial complex. And I lived there for practically nothing for 8 years. And I could also go to bowling and karaoke, just walk over there whenever I wanted. It was fantastic.
Did it feel like it was thundering all the time, though, because of the bowling lane?
I did not live under the bowling lanes.
Do you remember that Get Smart episode where he's running away from bad villains in the bowling alley, and they all line up with bowling balls while he's running from lane to lane, and they try to bowl him down, and he's hopping, and the bowling balls are going by? That got you laughing.
That's a good one.
I know.
I actually, I did this thing recently, which is I made a project of watching all the James Bond movies ever made, starting with Dr. No from 1962 and going through the present. And I got through five of them and I couldn't stand it anymore.
And you got through the Sean Connery ones, which is considered
I got through all the Sean Connery ones, and after the last Sean Connery one, Diamonds Are Forever, which is terrible.
The last couple of his, the other one is You Only Live Twice, they're pretty bad.
They're bad.
But the first two or three are good.
Yeah.
You know.
I thought if I was back in college, I would major in women's studies and write my thesis about the changing depiction of women in the James Bond movies. But I don't know if I could have sat through them all. It's really kind of depressing.
I'm not sure they changed at all, except
yeah.
their wardrobe.
Well, it's a conversation we're never gonna have because I can't watch any more of them. I'm done.
But when you were growing up, which I know wasn't too long ago, was there a James Bond you liked best in terms of actor?
My favorite one was the very first one, Dr. No, with a very young and handsome Sean Connery. Not to mention, I add for your sake, Ursula Andress.
I love Ursula Andress, and I thought Sean Connery was great, but I did like some of the early Roger Moores before they got too goofy. All right, what do you know about the New Mexico?
You know what? I just got a note on chat saying that the Santa Fe schools are not delayed or closed.
Okay, so we got that confirmed.
Yeah, no, we said we were wrong. We admit our mistake, though, and we move forward. Here's another event. Pioneering ecologist, author, and organic farmer Mark Nelson will speak on ecotechnics, learning to integrate with the biosphere at this week's Clean Economy Summit in Albuquerque, Sunday from 11:30 to 12:15. He will discuss lessons learned while living for 2 years under glass inside Biosphere 2 research facility in Arizona. And for more information, you can go to carboneconomyseries.com. And the whole event is on this weekend, Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 5. And it's in Albuquerque, hosted by Sandia Prep School.
What do you know about the New Mexico Italian Film and Culture Festival?
The what?
The New Mexico Italian Film Festival.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do a show on that on Tuesday.
When?
Tuesday of next week.
Oh, great.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're having technical problems. Robert Knott and I actually can't hear each other. We're just doing the best we can. We're leaning in very close. You can hear us, but we can't
Charlotte,
hear each other.
Stop. We don't even know if there's anybody out there.
No, I have from the control room that we are, in fact, broadcasting.
Well, of course we are. Somebody just told us the schools are open.
The schools are open. The schools are not even on delay. Nor should they be, because we have just a dusting, a veritable dusting, I tell you.
Now, I get in trouble when the holidays are over and it's still snowing and I sing a song about winter that has nothing to do with Christmas. So, like, let's say I go to work and I go, sleigh bells ring, are you listening? Which has nothing to do with Christmas. It's Winter Wonderland. And
yeah.
People are like, stop singing Christmas songs. What do you make of that?
I think you've got a big educational project in front of you, Robert.
Well, what is... Pray tell, what is that?
To educate people about the difference between holiday songs and snow songs.
So it's okay for me to sing Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow today?
I wouldn't have it any other way.
What a weather outside is frightful, but these martinis are delightful. Since you and I've got nowhere to go, let it snow, let it snow.
Hey, speaking of Let It Snow, the Santa Fe Community Orchestra presents an Educate Your Ear concert Schubert Unfinished Symphony, Unfinished Life. Before his untimely death at the age of 31, Franz Schubert had written hundreds of songs, volumes of chamber music, sacred works, and piano music. Why was his Eighth Symphony left unfinished, and why is it considered one of the first great romantic symphonies? Oliver Prezant's commentary with musical illustration by the Santa Fe Community Orchestra will take you inside the music to explore this musical relationship at the heart of the work in context of Schubert's life and times. Oliver is awesome. This whole thing is happening on Sunday, the 1st of February at 2:30 at St. Francis Auditorium, the New Mexico Museum of Art. It's free, but donations are appreciated.
Well, I think that's wonderful, but he didn't write "Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow." Why did you segue in with that?
To be random.
It was to get away from me and make me think you were still on the topic.
Hey, there's also Tony Forrest Telemark Festival at Ski Santa Fe this weekend from 10 to 3. You can get, for one price, you pay for 2 days of lift and lessons, or lessons only. But anyway, what they're saying is learn the turn, feel the burn. It's a Telemark workshop now in its 28th year. And for more information, snowcode.org.
Speaking of which, the Drury Plaza Hotel, which I have not yet been in, they're actually having an art exhibition. Tim Kenny paints the Santa Fe, pardon me, Tim Kenny paints Ski Santa Fe, Impressionistic Landscapes, 5 to 7 p.m. tonight. That's over on Palace Avenue in the old hospital.
Excellent.
So I didn't know. They must have an art space in there. Photo Eye Gallery has a show tonight, group show of works by gallery photographers, 5 to 7 p.m. And you can pop into the Lou Allen Galleries for Color Play. It's got works by everyone from Emily Mason to Dan Christensen. There's also Silver Gelatin Prints by Stephen Williams called Legacy of Landscape, 5 to 7 p.m. Lou Allen's over at 1631 Paseo de Peralta block.
Okay. Here is an event happening. Environmental groups are trying to ban the use of the single-use disposable plastic bags, shopping bags, in Los Alamos. The Los Alamos Pajarito group of the Sierra Club and the League of Women Voters are hosting a movie called Bag It. Bag It the Movie. It's at the Real Deal Theater this Thursday, the 5th of February at 7 o'clock. As they say, it's a true horror film, and the movie that convinced them to ban the bag. So check it out Thursday at 7 o'clock in Los Alamos. Is that where the Real Deal Theater is? Yeah, I guess it must be.
Saturday, the Flying Cow Gallery inside Warehouse 21, a wonderful nonprofit for teens at 1614 Paseo de Peralta. They're having the Dragonfly Art Studio Biennial Student Showcase, ages 5 to 14, 4 to 6 p.m., so there's a nice Saturday afternoon event to do over in the Rail Yard. The show runs through the end of February. Now, did you talk about Songs for Midwinter's Evening?
Why, no.
Well, there you go. It's at the Santa Fe Center for Spiritual Living on Camino de los Marques. Celtic, classical, and Latin jazz right up your alley.
Hey, Latin jazz, man.
7 o'clock Saturday night. You got to pay to get in.
All right. Hey, here's one. Immigrant Day of Action, Monday, February 3rd, Groundhog Day. And they kind of say it's like Groundhog Day because every year the governor tries to repeal the driver's license law. And so far every year that's been resisted. Once again, on Monday, February 2nd, there's a whole day event at 8:30. There's a breakfast and lobbying training at El Museo. At 11 o'clock, march to the Roundhouse, meet at the Rail Yard Park. And at noon, there's a protest in front of the Roundhouse. And from 1 o'clock on, lobbying at the Capitol. For more information, somosunpueblounido.org.
Now, remind me about that's the groundhog thing. If he sees a shadow, what happens?
If he sees his shadow, he gets scared and goes back into the hole for another 6 weeks, and it's six more weeks of winter. And if it's cloudy and he doesn't see his shadow, then there's only two more weeks of winter. But with climate change, it's kind of been changed a little bit.
That's scary.
It is scary. It's all scary.
All right, I hope we have plenty of winter coming.
Hey, our friend Max is once again emceeing the Lulz Comedy Show. It's tomorrow, Saturday, the 31st of January.
Skylight?
At Skylight Lounge in Santa Fe, starts at 8 o'clock. It's a farewell show for Albuquerque comedian Kurt Fletcher, who is moving to Los Angeles. And it features first-time comics Adrian Wallen and Ariel Holmes. And it's a performance, let's see, The Lulz is a performance art project of Meow Wolf. You can find out more at the brand new website, thelulz.website. Yes, that's what it is. thelulz.website. And yes, that's an actual domain extension now.
Say, what time is it?
It is 8:56.
Man, time flies when it's snowing outside.
Yeah. Time flies when we're passing it together.
So you love to do karaoke. Showcase Karaoke at Tiny's on Saturday night.
Me?
With Nancy and Cindy.
You're getting me mixed
close.
Up with that other girl.
What kind of songs did you used to do, like, Hit Me With Your Best Shot, Fire
Away? I've never done karaoke.
You said you went over to the bowling alley for karaoke.
No, I had to listen to it.
So you never got up and performed?
No.
I'll see about that later. I would do I'm Henry VIII, I am. I'm Henry VIII, I am. Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks at the Skylight Thursday night, 7:30. You got to pay to get in. Check out holdmytickets.com and you will find more information. In case you're wondering, because we got distracted, New Mexico Italian Film and Culture Festival starts next Thursday, primarily at the Jean Cocteau Cinema. See today's Pasta Tiempo for all the specifics.
And I think it's really cool because they're having some Italian films that I don't think were even released yet in the United States. So that's a really big deal. And they're having Italian food.
Huh. I wonder if Chico Marx is in any of these movies.
Right.
Well, that was good. Are we off the air yet?
No.
Now we have more time. Go see Lost Horizon, Frank Capra's 1937 movie. Over at the Jean Cocteau, Jonathan Richards wrote a really nice piece on it. Patrick Stewart, who everybody seems to love, is in a new movie called Match, playing at the CCA. And the Kevin Costner picture, which is getting some good reviews, called Black or White, where he plays a man helping his biracial granddaughter, is opening at Regal Stadium 14. I don't always plug mainstream pictures. I haven't seen it. It just opened today in Santa Fe. But that's you know, a lot of people say he's doing very good work in that.
Excellent. Well, listen, it's just about time to go. The music is playing softly in the background.
What a weather outside is frightful.
It's nice outside.
Mary Charlotte, you're so delightful. I've really got nowhere to go. Let us snow, girl. Let us snow.